Okay, so what we're doing here, in my understanding, right, that started with the Gemara that one should be Zar and Mincha because Eliyahu HaNavi was answered. Right, that's how we started. Where my mind was going was, let's source back. I'm always into, me personally, I'm always into looking to the source of all of the flow of a Kaddish Baruch in this world. And if one should be Zar by Mincha because Eliyahu HaNavi was answered, that means something, it didn't start then. Now, this is Bitachon pages. This has nothing to do with today. Again, just the two pages. The Zohar and the Noam HaMelech that says Shlach on top. Not Vayishlach, interestingly enough, but Shlach. So, my understanding, this is the way my mind works, and I've seen it a little bit in Svarim, so I'm...
okay saying it.
Yeah, I'm okay saying it. Ishbitz deals with, learns like this a little bit. Is that whenever something happened in the history of Klal Yisrael, so again, the mice with Elio, whatever happened then, it didn't start then. There's a lot of flow, energy, from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, from the beginning of creation, that built up to that moment. With the Nevei Baal, and who Elio and Avi was, and the time of day, which already we started breaking down, the time of Minch, all that didn't start then. It's a culmination from before. And then, with whatever is already in the world at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then whatever he does affect, which was, he answered him at that moment, will then create a reverberation, or that, right? I mean, continues on. It will continue, right? It'll be another, let's say, pebble dropped in the ocean and more, right? What are they called? The rings. The rings will come out.
The ripples.
The ripples will continue to go out. Mm-hmm. But that rock, let's say that rock that falls into the ocean that makes those ripples, that rock was which is Eliyahu HaNavi, let's say, davening at that time, that came already from 1,000 years before that, to build that up. So that's really where we started yesterday. We started the first, at least in Chazal, that we understand of Mincha is Yitzhak Avinu. Right? Yitzhak Avinu, who is the Ish Gvura, the Ish Gibor, the one of Din, the left side. The more you know about that sphere, of course, the more you're going to understand. And therefore, he's davening at that time. He's right, but then we said really earlier the Zman, right? Yitzhak Avinu came into a world that was already created, a physical world, right? The physical world was also created from the Chasadim and the Gevuras and all of the spheres, and therefore we are understanding that the afternoon time, before Yitzhak Avinu is in the world, the Zman of the afternoon is a Zman of Gevura.
Yep.
Zman of Gevura. Right, the morning is usually Chesed. The afternoon is Gevura. Could be nighttime is Teferis, which is another Indian of Emunascha Balelos. Right, Lahagid Baboker Chasdecha Emunascha Balelos. What's the afternoon? It's when the Chesed, you're starting to forget the Chesed and you're turning into Emuna mode. It's just the afternoon time where it's a difficult period of time. We might give in a little bit further, really, to the Tzimtzum. Everything comes back. I like to source it as much as you can. And really, what's Gevura? Gevura is a Tzimtzum. Tzimtzum is when there's a little bit of a lack of recognition of Elokus. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one who made the first Tzimtzum. And he made it for a good reason. Because if not for the Tzimtzum, there could be no world. Right? But whatever he made in the world that to allow the world to be, and then has to continue forever. The Koch of Tzimtzum has to continue forever. That's how we created the world. But that can create issues. That becomes our avoda in this world. Is that there is a Tzimtzum, and we have to make sure that we don't see the Tzimtzum. Right? Meaning, or we have to see the Elokus in the Tzimtzum, mm-hmm. which is the Chesed in the Gevura. Mm-hmm. Right? Gevura is Tzimtzum. You're making boundaries. It's dinim. It's strict judgment. It's making an exact measures. Correct? But what was first? Of course, the Chesed Hashem, the Ein Sof, obviously. You don't have a Keli of Elokus without the Elokus first. It can't be. So Elokus was first. There's a flow. There's a massive amount of energy. And then a Kaddish Baruch Hu from the, I don't want to get into all the details, but from the bottom of that energy created a cup, a placeholder, and then the energy, the Elokus, the Chesed of a Kaddish Baruch Hu fit inside of that newly made vessel. But once you're constricted, so often a person can then make mistakes, depending on his perception. So Yitzhak Avinu, the Ish Din, Ish Gevura, the man of Tzimtzum, you know, even in his Hanhagas, even in his Yitzhak Avinu's behaviors, the fact that he's able to mitzamtzim himself and go on the Akedah, that's a tzimtzum. I mean, I would never want myself to be shechted, and I want to be free. He was allowing himself to be bound.
That's din.
The Ezo Agibar HaKovishas Yitzro. What's my Yitzer? I want to run around. I want to be free. I want to just go out. I don't want to be bound to an Akedah and then shechted. It's a din. So Yitzhak Avinu came into the world with that. How many parshas are about Yitzhak Avinu? How much do you hear about him? Mm-hmm. The least between Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Because again, that's the Torah showing us he was the Ish Din, Ish Gvur. He was more inside than he was outside, like Avram and Yaakov. So he came to be mamtik, to try what? To create a tefillah. What's tefillah? Again, we can't go into all the details, but what's tefillah? In a very basic way, it's an avoda of recognition of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. With Shvach Bakasha, those are all details already, but it's a moment to enter in and to engage with Elokus. When did Yitzhak Avinu do it? Specifically in the afternoon. Specifically the Zman of Din, when the day is, it's going on and people are starting to forget or not see the Borei Olam. Why? Because the symptom of the day, it also, it's entropy. Beginning of the day, person wakes up, Modani Fanecha. How did you wake up? Because Kaddish Baruch Hu gave you life. Like there's no, you, how did you do that? So a person wakes up, he's like, Modani. I recognize that, but as the day goes on, entropy, yes, it starts to spread out, and you're not holding by that Modani by 2 o'clock in the afternoon when you're stressing out over your whatever you're stressing out over.
It's a natural tendency. You need the energy to go against the entropy to keep it in.
Correct, and that's our avoda. But entropy is like a tzimtzum in a certain way.
It's interesting because it's
spreading out,
but yet we think of
because it's a symptom of a Kaddish Baruch Hu, which is like
through the opposite of Indian intuition.
So Yitzhak Avinu comes into the world to be mamtik dadzman. The next time we see it, and then I'm sure I'm missing parts on the historical line over here, but at least what I found, see after the Shemaya pretty quickly. So the next time we see is now when Yaakov Avinu is fighting against Esav. And I think I made this mistake yesterday when I was talking about it, that Torah we saw from Noam HaMelech was not with the Malachim. Maybe I said that by accident. It's when Yaakov Avinu himself met Esav and they were talking. And Esav says, who's before you? Like, who are these kids? But the way the Noam HaMelech said it was, who's going to fight against my Avodah Zarah? And that's when Yaakov Avinu said, Mincha Hishlucha, I sent you a Mincha, right? That's the word Mincha, which is the present, which was really the neutralization. Again, I make up words, it's okay. Right when he was neutralizing the koach of Esav with mincha, because Esav, which is avodah zara, which is adding, let's say Esav even knew a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but there was other stuff that he was involved with. It's because of taivas or whatever it was. He wanted to be more free. He wanted to be the most free. He didn't want to be bound by anything. He's the opposite. Even though he came from Yitzhak, and his gevura went to the wrong way. He killed people. That was his gevura. It's because he came from Avraham Avinu also. So he don't want to be bound by anything. So that's a problem with the Gevura. Right? Too much can then, he wants to, so he uses Gevura in a bad way. Now, Yaakov Avinu comes, who has the proper balance, and he's trying to neutralize. What does he use? He uses Mincha. Mincha is fighting against La Adoni, La Esav. Esav wants to become an Adoni. He wants to become a master. Or we'll see, he wants to become a god. Right. A person who wants to kill anybody and do whatever he wants, that's
play God.
So mincha hishlucha. I'm using the koch of Yitzhak Avinu to fight against that koch of Esav. Right? I think that's what we learned yesterday in Noam HaMelech. Right? Fine. What was next? So then, I wrote my notes down. I don't remember. What was next? So then we jumped into the eagle because we said eagle is gematria mincha. Because what's the eagle? The eagle is where, again, it's a symptom on a Kaddish Baruch Hu, because they didn't, when they made the eagle, again, there's many opinions and we don't really know, we weren't there. But one way of saying it was that they did not believe in a Kaddish Baruch Hu, they just started to believe in something else, also another god. Whether it was a messenger, like instead of Moshe, they had this, or whether they felt the eagle had some kind of kochos, not clear, and it could be all these things are true because there were many people there. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody thought that that's it. This is the only God in the Kodesh Baruch Hu is nothing. But once you take something else and you give it power, so now you limited a Kodesh Baruch Hu's power. He went from Yud Kei Vav Kei to Elohim. That's why by Avodah Zarah, what are they called? Elohim Acheru. Right? Because by Kodesh Baruch Hu, Yud Kei Vav Kei is only Kedusha. But the Shem Elohim also is used, Mamash Avodah Zarah, Elohim Acherim. Because Elohim, or to them is Elohim, it means a God of power, supernatural power, strength. So if you're giving anything else, Elohim Acherim, other power, yes? So now you're making another God. Shtei Rishuyos, it's Shutfus, 100%, it's an Avoda Zara. It's a weird Avoda because you're giving power to something else, especially when it turns to wood and turns to something that's bound in this. You're trying to give godly power to something that is Mitzumtzam.
Something that they made.
You're trying to give godly power to something that is Mitzumtzam. You're serving Gevura as a god. That's the Shem Elohim. This is a big problem. How does that make any sense? It doesn't. So, okay.
They were new at this, right? They lost.
Yeah, okay.
They miscounted and they lost faith.
Could be, yeah. And the Kurdish brother wasn't so happy. But again,
it was meant to happen. So.
Everything is. But those who had to get punished still got punished.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Now, okay. So with that eagle, which is the antithesis to Mincha, because the eagle's really back with Esav, right? That's what Esav was. La Adoni. He thought he was a god. He thought there was something else. So now we need a tikkun to that. What's a tikkun to that? So we know the overall tikkun of the eagle is the Mishkan. Right? According to many Mepharshim, I think it was Rashi and others, Svarno for sure, I think, that the Mishkan was never supposed to be. It only became a thing when they made a mistake with the eagle and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. We said many shirim about that. And Kaddish Baruch Hu realized, for whatever the reason is, we need a Mishkan. Fine. Which, of course, it was meant to be. But still, something had to be triggered at that point. What comes with the Mishkan? Karbonos. The whole thing is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to mekarev ourselves to him. Karbonos, karev. We should be on the Mizbeach, but it's an act of getting close. Kirvas Elokim Litov, through the Karbonos. And one of the Karbonos is the Karbon Mincha. Right? Solas, Shemin. Which, by the way, I was thinking, and I will say now, it's again, a lot of chidushim here, so don't quote me, but there's a big difference between the Karban Mincha now. Remember, okay, I know we're saying a lot here, keep a cheshbon. The Karban Mincha, which is flour and oil, according to Tosos, is the reason why we call Mincha Mincha, right? Because of that actual carbon. Not because of the Talmud Shalbein Arbayim. Because of the mincha that was connected to it. Now, what's the mincha versus a regular carbon? Flour and oil versus animals. One major difference may be, and this will you'll understand already, and we'll continue the flow, that when it comes to an animal, animal's born, it grows. What'd you do? Okay, you fed it, but what did you do? You didn't do anything. You just brought up and shechted it. When it comes to flour and oil, you have to plant the flour. It has to rain. You have to then cut the wheat. You then have to grind. There's a lot of man-made stuff that gets involved with flour and oil. There's a lot more of your kochi v'otzim yadi, or right, your powers that go into it. That's where you could start making mistakes of Esav. Right, when it comes to flour and oil, maybe I did something. So dafka, that again, chiddush maybe, that's part of the tikkun that we bring that comes out from that carbon and dafka of the mincha. So after the eagle, we need a mishkan mincha. Carbon mincha again is gematria eagle. Same one. It's 103, which parenthetically, it's one more than amuna. Amuna is 102. Eagle is 103.
Wow.
The eagle, and we'll see. You feel like you're one more, right? There's amuna isn't a kadosh baruch, but there's one more. There's something else also. That's the eagle. So we need the mincha to neutralize that, because mincha is also 103. No. Even the 103, meaning even, like let's say classic shtei rishuyos, we'll get there, is that people believe God is good. So then what's the bad in the world? It's something else. It's Elohim Acherim. That's one of the understandings. They can't. And I think yin and yang is based on that, right? I think, I don't know, not that I'm holding in, you know, middle, you know, Eastern or whatever, but that there's a good God and there's a bad God.
Balance.
We don't hold to such a thing. There's one Bari Olam, and everything's good, it's just that it filters down in different ways.
God put evil in the world.
It's his, and it's, but it's not, but it has an ultimate purpose that's good.
Yeah, it's an actual process.
It's not two different things. So when we go above a Kadosh Baruch and we think there's something else, then we need to neutralize that and say, no, even that, even that which looks bad, that gevura, that din, that tzimtzum, no, that's also a Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Which takes das. Okay. Now I think, is that good? Did we explain the it's good? Okay. So now with that, the next step is now we're getting to, again, I might be missing steps, but now we're jumping to Elio. Okay? The mice of Elio, where he, what was he doing? Elio Navi was fighting against Nevi'i Baal. Now, Nevi'i Baal, there's many ways to say. First of all, just in Remez, Baal, it's interesting, Bez Ayin Lamed, it's Gematria 102, it's Gematria Muna. It's a fascinating thing. The Nevi'i Baal, they're Maminim. But they're Maminim in two things. Elio Navi yells at them. It's the famous line, it's Big Musar. Vayigash Elio El Kalhan. Yomer, he comes to the whole nation, really, because all the nation wasn't sure. The Nevi'i Baal, Elio, and the whole nation is like, which way do we go? On Har Carmel, like the whole nation's there. He challenges them. How long are you going to go back and forth between two Rishuyos? Now, there's different ways to say it. Some people say the Nevi'i Baal was, they were just, there's an Avodah Zarah called Baal, straight Avodah Zarah. Some say it's really, it was a shutfis, a shtei rishuyos, where they held of HaKadosh Baruch, but they also held of other powers. Shtei sifim. And then there's another day of saying that how it's a musa to us, but to understand that what could also be an inyan of shtei rishuyos or shutfis, olam hazen, olam haba. A person can be going back and forth between this world and the next world. And meaning, when you're in the olam hazeb aspect, you're not in the olam haba aspect. You're making mistakes. So Yelion of Yelzin, well, how long are you going to go for a Shtei Seifim? Okay. What did they bring? What carbon did he make them bring? A par. It's a par. It's a bull. His bull versus their bull. He told, okay, Chaver, you go shecht your bull. Let's see what happens. And go through the mice. They were screaming and crying and cutting themselves, trying to get the fire to come down. Nothing's happening. Elio at Zman Mincha says, okay, guys, I think it's enough with you. It just happened to be Zman Mincha. Of course, it's a coincidence, of course. I'm joking. It wasn't a coincidence. That's how it, Kadosh Baruch Hu, ordained it to be. He wanted it specifically to be the Zman of Tzimtzum, which is a Din, which is the Zman of Esav, which is the Zman of Kshafim, which is the heaviest time in the Sfarim. It's called Din Akashia. Even nighttime might be less. I think I said it the other way yesterday. The afternoon might be the worst because you could see, but you're not seeing right. Nighttime, you don't see, so at least you could have a moon. Okay, I don't see. I'm probably making mistakes. I got to go to a moon. But in the afternoon, you think you see. But if you don't see, and you think you see, like we said just before in Bilvavi, you could make the biggest mistakes. If you think you're a mammon and you're really not, you're in the worst position. The Nevi'i Baal thought they were maminim. Baal's gemachim muna. They thought they were maminim. But they weren't. They're maminim in two things. You can't be a mom in two things. It's only one God. So they're in the worst situation. That's why they're willing to literally cut themselves. Look, literally willing to cut themselves and bleed because they believed. Oh, Pella. So Elio comes with the par. Now, par is massive. Why is par so big here? If you take, again, we're gonna mixing things here. The end of letters, mansapach. Right, you know Mansapach and the Mem and the Nun. Right, when you have the end letters, all letters always stay the same, whether the beginning of the word or the end of the word, except for five letters change. The Mem Sofit and the, if you're yeshivish, Sofit. If you went to a modern school like me, so I used to call it Sofit. Then I changed to Enda.
You changed.
So my boys use Enda. I think my girls might use Sofit. So because they use Enda, I don't remember. Yeah, because it doesn't matter. We're all Jews here. We're happy. So there's Mem. There's Mem. There's Nun. Tzadik changes. Pei and then Chaf. Right. Mansapach, they call it. Mansapach. Why is Chaf at the end? It should be the first one. It's another time. Because Mem Nun Sadik, it's also not in the right order. Anyway. So they're called the Hey Gevuros, because they're the end of the word. The beginning of something, Chesed, beginning of the day. But as you carry on, the Tzimtzum catches on, and then he gets to the end as Gevuros. If you add the Gematria of, ready? 40 and 50, 90 and 90, 180 and 60, and 240 and... Did I do it wrong?
It should be
280. Yeah, it should be 280. No, did I do it wrong? 90, and 90 is 180. 180... What did I do wrong? Oh, 180 plus 80. Sorry, 180 plus 80 is 260, and then you add the chaf at the end, 20 is 280. Not your par. It's called par dinim. See, Dafka used the par. Because he wants to show, what was he want to show? That even the par dinim, which you're making a mistake about, because din, again, din, which is a constriction, can, that's where a person can make a mistake and not see elokus. Because when it's chesed, it's flowing from a Kodesh Baruch, and you're good, everything's happy. Okay, I see it's a Kodesh Baruch, the sun's shining. But when things start to get a little testy, a little tzimtzumi, right? Now you can come to Elohim Acherim. When a person's getting stressed out at work, maybe in the afternoon, you start to drift a little bit. So El Yonah says, don't drift, don't. There's no two se'ifim. He took a par dinim, and he shecht, and he said, and a Kodesh Baruch's fire came down and said, oh, I'm the bailim of even the par dinim. Right? What happened at that moment? Elio Anovi is going against Mamish everything at that point. Like the whole world of Din is holding at that moment. Because the Nevi Baal were the worst, they were even worse than Esav in a certain way. Because it was first of all, it was a lot of people. And also they were, all of Klal Yisrael was following after them. Because they had a Muna. They believed, but again, it was a confusion. It's much easier to be confused than it is to be clear. Confusion is easy because you're just confused. Clarity takes constant energy because confusion is entropy. You need constant energy. So it's very easy. So at that moment in Klal Yisrael's history, when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Eliyahu HaNavi
came to a fork in the road.
There was a big problem. If not for, and now Eliyahu HaNavi, we know this was a massive thing. He took a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, which was a harasha, which was like it can never be. He went to Mesiras Nefesh, Shem Hashem. But he, at that point, was fighting against all the koach of Tzimtzum Derishus, of Esav, of in the entire world. And when he went at the Zman Mincha with the par, Elio times 4. I don't know why exactly. Elio is Gematria 52. What's times 4? 2 away is Gematria Yitzhak. So Yitzhak is the Koach of Din de Kedusha. He's the head honcho that started the original Tikkun of the Tzimtzum. So in Elio, again, I don't know exactly why 4, but you could always say Yudke Vavke. I don't know, but 4. So when he came at that moment at Mincha with the par, with the dinim, he was becoming again Yitzhak Avinu. And when he shechted and a Kadosh Baruch Hu came down with the fire, fire of course is din, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu showed, I am the Bailam of Zman Mincha, of the dinim, forever it became not just a time of tefillah, but an ace ratzah. So if you look at Tosos, I don't have it on me. Do I have that sheet? Is there a Tosos there? There was before. No, not here. There was one yesterday on the table. Tosus calls it an ace rotzen. All the other svarim, what? It's psachim. Okay, whatever. If you look at Tosus there in Kuf Zion, he calls it an ace rotzen. Mm-hmm. Nobody else said it's an ace rotzen. Did Gemara call it an ace rotzen?
I don't think.
One second. Gemara doesn't. It's mashma that way, but it's not van mincha. No, aneni, but no. This is. Oh, this is it? Yeah. Look at this. Unbelievable. The old Damrin Pera Kama the Brachos, heavy Zarbit Fils Mincha, you should be very careful in Mincha. Sh'af Eliolo Nana, Elabit Fils Mincha, Kodesh Baruch ordained it that he was specifically answered during Mincha. Mincha's Gematria, Egel, fights against Mincha Hishlucha, fights against Esav, right? Vishema Bishas HaKrovas HaMincha, maybe it was Dafka, the Zman of the Mincha, meaning the carbon Mincha, which was a Tikkun for the eagle. Remember the oil and the flour, which is built in this. Maybe this. That's what Tosfos says. Probably was b'shas that mincha. That's why. Remember. That's why we called tefillas mincha mincha. Ulakach correlates with mincha she'az haya shas rotzen. It's a man of rotzen, ace rotzen. Nobody said an ace rotzen. Also an ace rotzen. Mincha is a man of din. We'd just be happy if we could fight against din or mamtik din. Ace rotzen is a whole different thing. Ace rotzen means it's lamay lametav. It's an auspicious time. It's a good time to daven. During mincha, we're in battle. It's hard to daven, so we fight against, and we're trying to be mamtik. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Eliyahu, he showed forever. It's not just a fight. If you fight against the din, if you fight against the constriction, and you look to see the Borei Olam in it all, it becomes the biggest hamtaka, which is Nafka and Ace Rotzen. And that's why, if you look at the Zohar, let's go now to this. The Zohar says, if you turn, the page should say on the top, Tav Kuf Mem Hand, the top left. So this is the Hemshech we started with yesterday. The other day, we started with David HaMelech davening, Zman Mincha, because it's like the Ketores. Zohar Kodesh, Sefer Zohar. Right. Tav Kuf Mem Hei on top left. Tav Kuf Mem Hei. Top left corner. Yeah? So on the first side, it said the David HaMelech with David Mincha, it was like the Ketores, and it was to be Mamtik Dinim. Look at the Zohar Kodesh says. Tachazi. Middle of the page, right under the Masik Midrash. Tachazi, come and see Kadesh Chara Bei Mikdasha Bore'e. Kishachara Beis Mikdash. When the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, right? The Mishkan. Right, the Beis Mikdash was the Mishkan. The Beis Mikdash was when it was destroyed and the carbon mincha went away, right? All that stuff. B'shaita di itokad zman mincha hava, b'sha shenisrav zman mincha haya. It's a zman mincha. So now you have, again, we were building up. We went from Tzimtzum, Yitzhak Avinu to be mamtik, Esav trying to fight against, Yaakov being mamtik. Then you have the eagle trying to fight against. You have the carbon mincha and the Mishkan being mamtik. Then you have the Nivei Baal trying to fight against you. Now you have Elio fighting against, right? See how it's going? And then the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. The biggest churban. The destruction of all this. By the Beis Hamikdash, you saw the Borei Olam. It was clear. There's no Tzimtzumim. There's Nisim. But now the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. Now we're in big trouble because now we're back into the classic Zman Dinim, back to Esav, back to Nevi'ei Baal, right? And we don't have a Karban Mincha to help us. And it was Davke burned by the Zman Mincha. And on this it's written, Oilanu kifana hayom, that perish la'is panos hayom at that time of the day.
Is this
before Shkia?
No, meaning it's
la'is panos hayom.
Yeah, it's like when the days leave, right?
It's later in the day. It's like the eel time.
Eel, right.
Same lesson.
That's
where the koch of mincha is strongest.
We said earlier, yeah.
I don't know exactly when. Let's just go with the Zman Mincha the whole time. Ki natu tzili arif, kashapana le'ez arif, as it was turning into night, sha'azit tzisu ha'or beis ha'mikdash. During the Zman Mincha, at the end of the day, it's masha from the Zohar that Mincha Katana is the time to daven, and that's when everything was happening. But we're going to go, whatever, we'll just make it big, gedola to the whole afternoon. Mincha. V'shol man tzali arif, l'fi asod min nikra tzali arif, what's called it tzali? Tzali means tefillah. What's the tefillah's arif? V'omar, not arif, nighttime. Mincha time. By Yitzhak Avinu says Lasuch Basade, like La'is Erev it says. That's the pasuk says La'is Erev. Erev means Irbuvia. That means a confusion, a mixture, right? Shtei Seifim, Shtei Rishuyos, light and dark, right? That's what's going on. Inu Mekatrigan the Alma Vrugze the Dina the Zimna the Hayshaita. Elu Hem Mekatriga Olam. They're the prosecutors of the world Vrugze Adinim. Those who incite Dinim. Shem Zumanim but also Zman the Katriga Zazik. They're prepared at that time by the Zman Mincha to fight against. Viado Teninim the Boy Barnash the Chavna Daiti Betzalz the Mincha. Vialzela Manu Shetarach Adam the Chavin Daito Betfils a Mincha. Because what's mincha? Our mincha? It's instead of the carbon mincha and the carbon tamid and the yayin, the sachem, and the ketores. Remember we discussed yesterday all the different opinions. You have to have a lot of das because the Beis Hamikdash is destroyed. What's going to fight against the kitrugim, the Nevi'ei Baal, the ace of the world? Mincha. Bechulu says, look at the Zohar says. Bechulu tzlos abai barnash lechavna daitu. But one second. V'hagam shebechol tefil sarach adam lechavna daitu. Every tefil you have to have das. Every tzviyah daf kavana. Ubahait slosa yater mikulu begin the dinishar ba'amah. Aval betfilas a mincha says Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Sorach lechavin yoser mikulam. Heavy zohir. That's why to be zohir dafka. Because what's going on at this point of the day? Mikulam lefish adin shar ba'olam. V'yados man slos de mincha yitzchok talking leval kumo. And therefore the zman of slosa of mincha yitzchok avin already masakin. You need to go back to yitzchok. Right? Everything has to go back to the first tikkun of yitzchok.
So the world
means mincha. But so that's why, what it has to do with work. Because when a person goes out to work, that's where a person could start making his mistakes. You're leaving, you're going a little bit outside of a Kaddish Baruch Hu's realm. Perhaps, it's not true. But that's where a person can start to make mistakes of Esav. That's where a person can make mistakes of Nivei Baal, or Elohim Acherim, right? That's why to be Zohar and Mincha, which start with Elio, or the Eis Ratzon, that's what has to do with the workday, like we saw in the Eitz Chaim or enough, whatever it was in Yaakov. Because that's where a person has to fight against. It's not because it's just hard physically to break away from work. That's a pashim shot. It's hard because your head is so tarred outside of a Kaddish Baruch Hu that you need to daven milchi b'mamtik that and bring an Eitz Ratzon to that zman. You have to dafka daven the hardest few out of the three. Ah, it's the shortest. Kaddish Baruch Hu made it for us. It's the shortest. Because if it was a shachar of the mincha time, no one had a chance. So that's why it's a tefillah, it's mitzumtzam. It's the shortest of the tefillahs, because there's a tzimtzum. Now quickly, just go to the Noam HaLamelech. Noam HaLamelech in Parsha Shlach. We'll finish off with this. He says here, it's in Parsha Shlach, V'zeu v'asu kol ha'eda, the entire eda, par ben bakar. Yeah? The whole eda, Klausha has to bring this carbon of the par ben bakar. Par, hu remez ledinim. Right? We said before, par is a remez to dinim. The Tzimtzum, Paradinim, 280, Manzapach. Osim mehem ben bakar, but you have to make it from a ben bakar, he says many times, Dainu rachem v'chasadim. Because bakar, cattle, is like the Malashan boker, morning, beginning of the day, chesed, avram. So it's a par ben bakar, it's a yitzchak ben avram. Right? The yitzchak Tzimtzum is only surrounding the chesed of avram avinu. Echad lo'ola, what does that mean, echad lo'ola, to raise it up? Ratzaloma shamala makol el achdas gamor. We have to raise up the chesed and the gevura to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. How do you do that? Through das. Look at the pasuk. V'zeh also kol ha'eda. Eda is deya, das, right? Correct? So this is what we're doing with all of our davenings, especially mincha. L'reich nechoch la'ashem, shei nachas ruch lefanav yisbaruch shem, v'yisalat. If we connect everything to a Kaddish Baruch Hu, that's a reich nechoch to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. You become the carbon, right? Uminchaso says the pasuk, the mincha of the parben bakar, v'nisko and the nesach hayayin, which yayin is also gevura, kemishpat. Says the no mincha. Let's finish off. The isa is brought down in the gemara. Eliyahu na'ana b'tfilas ha'mincha. He was answered dafka in mincha time. V'hatam nira, and the reason is why was he answered then? Shehu machmas, because that's because she'oz yotzim hadinim mishorshim. That's when the dinim come out in the strongest way from the shorish. Nevi'ibal. Esav, Zman Tzimtzum, Vahat Tzadik, Eliyahu Navi, and the Tzadikim, Haroah Zos, when they see this, Mamtikim L'Rachamim, they're Mamtikit to mercy, to Rachamim, Aydei Tfiloso Shemispalol Oz, with that Tfiloh, Vishofich Ez Libo B'Menchaso Kemayim, they're pouring out their heart in their Tfiloh, like water, like the Nisachim, you pour out wine or water, it's really wine, when a person davens at mincha time with a heartfelt feel to shivchi kamayim libeich, that's a chaviv to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that's when the Kaddish Baruch Hu answers davka by mincha. Vinisko, when you daven with nisachim, you daven with your heart pouring out like the nisachim. You are a carbon. Then you're mamtik the dinim, and he says kamishpat. There's different madregas of guru, but I just want to end off. What carbon is this? It's very nice. And this is all, which carbon is this? So just before I looked it up, which carbon is this? I'll read you the beginning of the pasuk. Yishlach v'hoyo im me'ene ha'eda ne'eses olish gaga. If Klai Yisrael makes a mistake in a certain mitzvah and they do an aveira thing, then it was a mitzvah, then you bring this carbon. If you make a mistake, if you make a mistake and it's not clear, then you have to bring this carbon. That's what they're all making a mistake. They're making a mistake. Asa's made a mistake. So you have to mimantik that. You have to fight against it. Dafka with a mincha, tefillah mincha, with shivchi mayim libeich, to bring Kodesh Baruch Hu back. With that, we conclude. I'm sure there's pieces I missed, but.